What up, y'all? Welcome back to Chico's World. Hey! So, one of the biggest beefs ever I got to experience as a child. I'm not talking about Tupac and Big, Easy versus Cube, Cube versus Dre, or none of that. I'm not even talking about Meek Mill versus Drake or Drake versus Pusha T, which I still feel like Pusha T won. But Jay-Z and Nas, the biggest beef, greatest beef, and no one died or got killed over it. That's what made it so good. Nothing but bars, straight bars. What they gonna do? Like, a lot of people felt like Nas might have won the battle, but Jay won the war. Jay stayed relevant where Nas kind of fell off. Like, I hated the Untitled Nas album. Life is Good, it was cool, it was decent. But no, like, Jay-Z just stayed relevant, stayed hot, which I still think Nas still doing his thing today, but Jay-Z's just on a different level. But we about to get straight into it. Before we do though, hit that subscribe button. Hit the notification bell. Join the Noti gang. Like it. Share it with your people. Share it with your mama. And let's go. Hey. We're going to start off with Nas Ether. And then we're going to do Takeover by Jay. And see which one has the best diss. I know a lot of people going to say Ether, which... And this other thing, me personally, I think Super Ugly by Jay-Z was a bigger clapback than Takeover. I didn't really like Takeover like that. I thought Super Ugly, to tell someone they left condoms on your baby seat where your baby sits on every day, like, that's the most, the gloves are off at that point. But we about to get into it. Nas, Ether.
Up, niggas. Hey, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You? What? Fuck
Jay-Z. Yeah, so let me tell you, like, I didn't know that was Tupac when I first heard it. It took me years later to know that was Tupac. That's crazy.
Been on my dick, nigga. You love my style, nigga. Fuck with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already. Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can Nas be garbage? Send me autos at your cottage. Burner at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne. I got this. Lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters.
Facts.
But now I keep my eyes on the Judas.
See, but, like, all this is, like, he just got to giving you bars. Now, this part here was Hawaiian Sophie Fame kept my name in his music because he redid that Dead Presidents, okay, with his sample. Hawaiian Sophie's the song he did with Jazzo. But a lot of this is just straight bars, like lyrical bars. Jay-Z, he gets straight to the point in talking about you. That's what really, like, maybe get on Jay-Z's side rather than Nas.
Fame kept my name in his music. Check it. Fuck with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Nice. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already. Ayo, pass me the weed. Put my ashes out on these niggas, man. Ayo, you faggots, y'all kneel and kiss the motherfucking ring. Fuck with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Nice. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already. I've been fucked over, left for dead, distant, forgotten. Luck ran out. They hope that I'll be gone stiff and rotten. Y'all just piss on me, shit on me, spit on my grave. Talk about me, laugh behind my back, but in my face, shot some well wishes. Friendly acting, envy, hiding snakes. With your hands out for my money, man, how much can I take when the streets keep calling? Heard it when I was asleep that this Gazy and Cockefeller Records wanted beef. Started cocking up my weapon, slowly loading up this ammo to explode it on a camel and his soldiers I can handle.
Well, that's funny because he looked like He looked like Joe Camel from the cigarettes. Like, that's the part I liked. Cause he do look like a camel. My weapon slowly loading up this ammo to explode it on a camel and his soldiers. I can handle this Fedolo and his manuscript. Just sounds stupid when KRS already made an album called Blueprint. First, Biggie's your man, then you got the nerve to say that you better than Big. Dick sucking lips, won't you let the late great veteran live? Because Big's his man, like his mentor. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's why he always kept his name. Yeah, he stole a lot of Big's rhymes. But when that's your mentor, of course you're going to talk about him all the time. Just like how nowadays rappers want to be Lil Wayne. Or they want to be Future. That's who they looked up to. So, of course you're going to talk about him. Son across the belly. Luge. I prove you lost already. The king is back. Where my crown at? Yeah, we'll rest in peace. Let's do it, niggas. Fuck with your soul like ether. Teach you the king, you know you not. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already. Y'all niggas deal with emotions like bitches. What's sad is I love you because you're my brother. You traded your soul for riches. My child, I've watched you grow up to be famous. And now I smile like a proud dad watching his only son that made it. You seem to be only concerned with dissing women. Were you abused as a child, scared to smile? They called you ugly? Well, life is harsh. Hug me. Don't reject me. I'll make records to disrespect me. Blatant or indirectly, in 88, you was getting chased to your building, calling my crib, and I ain't even give you my numbers. All I did was give you a style for you to run with.
See,
smiling
now,
in my face,
now
glad to break bread
personal.
With the guard, wearing jazz chains. He's starting to get personal now. Like, this is when the song started to speed up. Like, the first part was cool, his bars and everything, a little sparring, but now he's trying to cut you now. Now we get into the meat.
Was give you a style for you to run with, smiling in my face, glad to break bread with the guard, wearing jazz chains, no text, no cash, no cars, no jail bars, jigger, no pies, no case, just Hawaiian shirts, hanging with Little Chase. You a fan, a phony, a fake, a pussy, a stand. I still whip your ass. You 36 in a karate class.
Now that's funny. Like, that's what they say. They say Jay-Z was in karate class. Like, I just want to see pictures of him with with the belt, whatever feels a black belt, red belt. I think all I got up to when I did karate as a kid, I think I got to brown or no, I got the green belt. I don't know which one green belt is. I know I had a brown belt. I want to say I had a red belt, but I do remember having a green belt. But if I could see pictures of Jay-Z, that would be so funny.
Fake a pussy, a stand, I still whip your ass. You 36 in a karate class, you Thai boho. Trying to work it out, you trying to get brolic. Ask me if I'm trying to kick knowledge. Nah, I'm trying to kick the shit you need to learn, though. That ether, that shit that make your soul burn slow. Burn Is he slow. Dame Diddy, Dame Daddy, or Dame Dummy? Oh, I get it. You Biggie and he's Puffy. Rockefeller daughter A's, that was the end of his chapter. And that's the guy y'all chose to name your company after? Put it together. I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas.
Now, this is my favorite part of the song. This is where he breaks everything down. Like, this is where he got gutty. Like,
chose
come
to
on.
Name your company after? Put it together. I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas. And now y'all trying to take my spot, fellas. Philly's hot rock fellas. Put you in a dry spot, fellas. In a pine box with nine shots for my Glock, fellas. Foxy got you hot cause you kept your face in a puss. What you think, damn, you getting girls damn, now cause of your looks? Negro, please. You know mustache having with whiskers like a rat compared to Beans, you whack. And your man stabbed underneath.
I ain't gonna
you
say
take-
that now. Like, Beans was nice. Like, Beans was probably the second best. No, probably like the first best signing that Jay-Z's ever done. Beanie Siegel's nice. I really want to see a Beanie Siegel versus. Cause he got bars. Like, he got songs too.
With whiskers like a rat compared to Beans, you whack. And your man stabbed on and made you take the blame. You ass went from jazz to hanging with Kane to Irv to Big. And Eminem murdered you on your own shit. You a dick rotted faggot. Yeah. You love the attention. Queens niggas run you niggas. Ask Russell Simmons. Huh. ROC. Get gunned up and clapped quick. J.J. Evans get gunned up and clap quick. Your whole damn record label gunned up and clap quick. Sean Carter to Jay-Z, damn you on Jazz Dick. So little shorty's getting gunned up and clap quick. How much of Biggie's rhymes is gonna come out your fat lips? Wanted to be on every last one of my classics. You pop shit, apologize, nigga, just ask Kiss.
That's a classic battle of, you know, diss song. That's like the ultimate diss song you could do. Like, it was dope where they was playing it on the radio. Like, you could go back and listen to it and never get sold. That's exactly what you want in a diss. Just like Drake's Back to Back was what you wanted in a diss, because it was radio friendly. It, you memorized the songs, you kept playing it back to back, no pun intended. But that's what you want in a diss. Now let's go to Jay-Z Takeover. All right, I got the lyrics right here. Come on!
R.O.C. We running this rap shit. Memphis Bleak, we running this rap shit. B-Mac, we running this rap shit. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Owen Sparks, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. Takeover, the break's over, nigga. God MC, me, J-Hover. Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. ROC too strong for y'all. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight, pin to a test, chest in a line of fire with your thin ass vest. You bringing them boys to men, them boys pull win. This is grown man B.I. Get you rolled in the triage, B.I.G. Your reach ain't
but
long
you see
enough,
what
Dunny.
He's doing?
Your peeps ain't strong enough.
Like, he's giving it to you. Like, he getting it straight off the rip. He just hitting you. He's not letting you, like, get in your stance. Like, he's hitting you off the top. Like, first round, he's trying to KO you. That's what I like. He was way more aggressive than Nas was. Nas Ether, it was like a whole bunch of build-up. Even though it was classic, it was dope. But it was like a build-up. Him, he just went straight into it. Like, that's what Jay-Z the man, the GOAT. You might not like it. Like, the takeover, the break's over. God MC, me, J-Hover. Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. ROC too strong for y'all. Like, he's giving it to you. Come on.
MC, me, J-Hover. Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. ROC too strong for y'all. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight, pin to a test, chest in a line of fire with your thin ass vest. You bringing them boys to men, them boys pull win. This is grown man B.I. Get you rolled in the triage, B.I.G. Your reach ain't long enough, Dunny. Your peeps ain't strong enough. Fuck up, Rockefeller is the army, better yet the Navy. Niggas will kidnap your baby, spit at your lady. We bring knife to fist fight, kill.
He was talking about Nas, baby, mama, and child. Bro, I'm telling you, like, these are fighting words when you talk about my kid. We'll kidnap your babies, spit at your ladies. Nah. You know, because he said in the other one, talk about how he was boning Carmen. He was boning his baby mama. So that's how you know he's talking about Nas' kid and baby mama.
Niggas will kidnap your baby, spit at your lady. We bring knife to fist fight, kill your drama. We kill your motherfucking ants with a sledgehammer. Don't let me do it to your dunny, cause I overdo it. So you won't confuse it with just rap music. R.O.C., we running this rap shit. M.E.Z., we running this rap shit. The Broad Street Bully, we running this rap shit. You zipped up in plastic, when it happens, that's it. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Owen Sparks, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. I don't care if you mob deep, I hold trigger.
Oh, I forgot. He was talking about everybody on this. He talked about Mob Deep. He talked about Nas. I forgot who else. I think he talked about some other people. I forgot. He was going through the whole borough. I'm surprised he didn't talk about Nori and Capone. He went through the whole Queensbridge.
I don't care if you mob deep, I hold triggers to cruise. You little fuck, I got money stacks bigger than you. When I was pushing weight, Back in 88, you was a ballerina. I got the pictures, I seen you.
And that's the thing, bro. Like, he did this at Summer Jam. I forgot all about it. Bro, Takeover's better than Ether. I'm sorry. But he did this at Summer Jam. Hold on.
Shook one, switch it.
Like, what made it worse, right? What made it worse, he did this song at Summer Jam. No one knew he was going to do it. And then he brought out Prodigy from Mobb Deep's. Let's see if I can get it bigger. You can't really see it, but like, he brought this picture out for the whole Summer Jam to see it in New York. So everyone saw him as a ballerina. Like, that was crazy. Like, that was something big. So he did this. Oh, with Michael Jackson. This was the picture right here. I forgot. He brought out Michael Jackson. So he wanted to make sure that you saw it. I can't make it bigger. I don't know why. But see, he brought out Michael Jackson and then showed them as ballerinas, Mobb Deep. Bro, do you know how bad that was? I can't pull it up. But it was crazy, though. Like, just the fact that he did that, that's what took it over. Like, bro, like, y'all think 50 ain't got no chill. Jay-Z ain't got no chill. He is petty as hell. I don't think he's as petty as 50, but he's up there. For you to bring out the picture of ballerina at Summer Jam, especially if I don't know if Mobb Deep was performing, but if Mobb Deep was performing and you brought out that picture of me as a ballerina, oh, no, the gun's coming out. Rest in peace, Prodigy. Like, rest in peace, Prodigy, but bro, for you to do that, that's hard.
Demeanor, well, we don't believe you. When I was pushing weight back in 88, you was a ballerina. I got the pictures, I seen you. Then you dropped Shook One, switch your demeanor. Well, we don't believe you, you need more people. Rockefeller, students of the game, we passed the class because nobody can read you dudes like we do. Don't let them gas you like Jigger his ass and won't clap you. Trust me on this one, I'll detach you. Mind from spirit, body from soul. They have to hold a mask, put your body in a hole. No, you're not on my level, get your breaks tweaked. I sold what your whole album sold in my first week. You guys don't want it with hope.
Astronauts, you don't want it with hope.
No, R.O.C., we running this rap shit. B-Single, we running this rap shit. M.E.Z., we running this rap shit. You're zipped up in plastic, when it happens, that's it. Oh, with Sparks, we running this rap shit. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. I know you missing Nas, though.
Now we get into it with the Nas. Like, bro, I'm sorry. Y'all say Ether, but Takeover might be harder than Ether. It wasn't radio friendly.
Running this rap shit. I know you missed Nasta. But along with celebrity comes about 70 shots to your frame, nigga. You are. Use the fag model for Carcanine Esco ass. Went from nasty Nas to Esco's trash. Had a spark when you started, but now you're just garbage. Fell from top 10 to not mention at all. To your bodyguards, Uchi Wally's verse better than yours. Matter of fact, you had the worst flow on the whole fucking song. But I know the sun don't shine, the sun don't shine. That's why your careers come to one end. It's only so long fake thugs can pretend. Nigga, you ain't live it, you witnessed it from your folks pad. You scribbled in your notepad and created your life. I showed you your first tech on tour at Large Professor. Then I heard your album about your tech on the dresser. So yeah, I sampled your voice, you was using it wrong. You made it a hot line,
I made it a hot song.
And you ain't get a coin, nigga, you was getting fucked in. I know who I paid, God, Searchlight Publishing. Use your... You said you been in this 10, I've been in it 5. Smart enough, Nas. 4 albums in 10 years, nigga. I could divide, that's one every, let's say 2. 2 of them shit was due. 1 was Nas, the other was Illmatic.
No, like, okay.
That's a 1 hot album every 10 year average, and that's so. The other.
Like, okay, let's break this down with Nas albums. Like, some of it, he ain't telling the truth. My favorite Nas album is I Am. That might be his most commercial, but that to me, I love Illmatic. Illmatic, I think they teach an Illmatic at Harvard. They got like a class for Illmatic. Now, like, that's the top five hip-hop album of all time. Illmatic is. I love it. Why? But to me, I Am's a classic too. So if you see what he says, he said 4 albums in 10 years, I could divide, that's one every, let's say two. Two of them shits was due. One was Nostradamus. That's what he's talking about. Nostradamus was nah. But Nostradamus wasn't that bad. You Owe Me probably was the best song. But he had Black Girls. What was the song? The Black Girls song on there was dope. He had a song about his gun. Got Myself a Gun also. Like, Nostradamus was all right. It wasn't his best, because that Nostradamus song was trash. But It Was Written was dope too. Like, you can't deny It Was Written. He said two of them do. No, his first three albums to me are classics. But so he said 4 albums in 10 years. Okay, so he's doing two albums. He's doing an album every 2 years, which that ain't bad. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But for him to say that the only album he had good was Illmatic, like, he's tripping with this. I didn't say he's doing it to try to take shots, but he's wrong in every aspect.
Was Illmatic, that's the truth. Smart enough, Nas. 4 albums in 10 years, nigga. I could divide, that's one every, let's say two. Two of them shit was due. One was Nas, the other was Illmatic. That's a one hot album, every 10 year average, and that's so.
Nigga. The fact that he brought the math out and broke it down, that's what made this so classic. That's a one hot album every 10 year average. Like, and you gotta break down Jay-Z's albums. Like, Jay-Z was dropping an album every year. Like, this man was so hungry. This GOAT, bro, he is the definition of GOAT. He didn't fall off until American Gangster. I don't care. Y'all could be in the comics saying y'all love American Gangster. You're a liar. Or you're a stan. You might be a stan, but bro, no way you're going to tell me American Gangster was dope or Kingdom Come was dope. Like, you're a liar if you're telling me that. But if you go from, we're not even going to say Reasonable Doubt, because Reasonable Doubt, people wasn't on Reasonable Doubt like that. Some people was, but bro, it took so long for that album to go platinum. And then Volume 1, no. That was like a Puff Daddy Rockefeller thing. So let's break down. So you have Volume 2, right? Volume 2, Lifetime of Sean Carter. That's where I think started Jay-Z's career. You have Money Ain't a Thing. Money Cash Holes with DMX. Can I Get a What What? That was on the Rush Hour soundtrack also. You just had Jigga What, Jigga Who. You had Hard Knock Life. The Annie. Like, bro, like. So that started it off. And then you have Volume 3, which had the one with Beanie Siegel, 12 a.m., I'm away to the club. He just had so many dope albums. You had the Black Album, you had La Familia. So Jay-Z is beating him if you're going off of 10-year average. If you're going off of his thing, Jay-Z's eating him up. Sorry. But he is lying, though. Nas had his first three albums are all classics. If I Ruled the World was on It Was Written. The Message, which I just did a video for that, was on there. Bro.
That's a one hot album, every 10-year average, and that's so. Nigga, switch up your flow, your shit is garbage, but you trying to kick knowledge. Your niggas gonna learn to respect the king. Don't be the next contestant on that Summer Jam screen, because you know who. Yeah, you know what, but you know who. Yeah, just keep that between me and you, nigga. R-O-C.
Hold up. Because you know who did you know what with you know who. Is Jay-Z snitching? Because you know who did you know what with you know who, or with who know, bro, Jay-Z snitching right there. So if you know exactly what happened, you could connect the dots. He's literally snitching on Nas for the whole world to hear. Now, I don't know what it means, or I don't know what they're talking about, but if you're the police, the feds, you know exactly what he's talking about. That's a case right there.
Next, get tested on that Summer Jam screen because you know who. Did you know what? Well, you know who. Just keep that between me and you, nigga. ROC, we running this rap shit. MEZ, we running this rap shit. The Broad Street Bully, we running this rap shit. Get zipped up in plastic when it happens, that's it. Freak, wait, we running this rap shit. Owen Sparks, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. A wise man told me don't argue with fools, cause yes, people from a distance can't tell who is who. So stop with that childish shit, nigga, I'm grown. Please leave it alone, don't throw rocks at the throne. Do not bark up that tree will fall on you. I don't know why your advisors ain't forewarned you. Please, not Jay, he's not for play. I don't slack a minute, all that thug rapping and gimmicks, I will end it. All that yapping be finished, you are not deep. You made your bed, now sleep, don't make me...
He is a genius. So the first verse, he did Mobb Deep. He went ahead and handled the lightweight. He handled the lightweight, got that out the way. Verse two is the body of the song. He going at Nas. Verse three, he's wrapping everything up. He's kissing the babies goodnight, kissing his lady goodnight. He's wrapping up everything. He's pulling everything together, and he's giving it to you, laying it all out.
All that yapping be finished. You are not deep. You made your bed, now sleep. Don't make me expose you to them folks that don't know you. Nigga, I know you well. All the stolen jewels. Twinkle toes, you're breaking my heart. Can't fuck with me. Go play somewhere. I'm busy. And all you other cats throwing shots at Jigga, you only get half a bar. Fuck y'all niggas.
Hold up. Say that again, Jay-Z. Say it again, Jigga. Let him know.
With me, go play somewhere. I'm busy. And all you other cats throwing shots at Jigga, you only get half a bar. Fuck y'all niggas.
Yes. And that wraps it up. That wraps it up for this beef. Let me know in the comment section who won. Who won the battle? Who won the war? I already told you my stance on both of them, so you know how I feel. I want to know how y'all feel. Let me know in the comment section. And if there's other beefs that you want me to break down, like maybe Meek Mill and Drake, Tupac and Big, whoever else, let me know. Even if it's Soulja Boy and Lil Romeo, if that's what y'all want to do. However you want me to do it. No, Bow Wow, Lil Romeo, not Soulja Boy. If Bow Wow, Lil Ron, whoever you want me to do, I got you. Let me know in the comment section. I'll react to it. I'll break it down. Whatever you want me to do. You can also hit me on and at It's Chico's World, Twitter and IG, and I got you. Holla at me. Let me know what's up. Hey!